Is Stripe in Gremlins 2?
No. No, there's a different guy named Mohawk.
It's this.
Okay.
It's the same. It's the same character, right? They just kind of.
There's a Stripe analog. Okay.
Yeah, they amp him up a bit.
Really?
And
how do they top Stripe? Whoa.
Top Stripe? <drop?
laughs> How do they go louder than Stripe? They amp up Stripe.
They amp him.
It's Stripe, this is Stripe we're talking about.
I know, right? I mean, he's.
How
the
do
best.
You want? How do they one up? Walk me through how they one up Stripe.
I think it just looks a bit more extreme. Like, all of the Gremlins look a little bit different, don't they? In that movie, different to each other, but also they look a bit different to the Gremlins in this movie. And from it has been a little while since I saw that one, but I do have a little figurine of Mohawk that a friend of mine kindly found in Japan and bought for me and brought back. And his features are a little bit more intense. His kind of teeth are a bit more snarly. His mohawk's a bit more exaggerated. His ears are a bit more kind of evilly pointy. So they've just like, if you take Stripe and then you get one of those guys at the seaside who does the caricatures of people, if you took Stripe to that booth and sat him down and got that guy to draw a caricature of Stripe, then I think that's what that would look like.
Okay, no, I get that I definitely understand, like, from a physical perspective, but in terms of behavior...
Oh.
I mean, who's more extreme, Stripe or Mohawk?
I don't know. I'd have to kind of watch that again, because it's been too long since I've seen it, Asterios, to be honest.
Yeah, okay. And I saw it once, and I haven't seen it since, so it's going to be a very interesting delve into that when I start, like, unpacking it for the sequel when we do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you seen that fairly recently, that movie?
I saw both of these movies in an afternoon a couple of years ago.
Oh, nice.
Double feature.
Yeah, because it's just like, I got to know about these Gremlins. What are these Gremlins up to? And for so, sure. I remember thinking Gremlins 2 was the greatest movie I'd ever seen. I remember thinking that Gremlins 1 was just okay.
Right.
Now, I'm guessing a lot of people have expressed this opinion on your show, right?
Yeah.
We get lots of people who are really preferring Gremlins 2, but that's because they're a little bit younger, and so they didn't see the original in the theater. They didn't catch it till later, back in that weird technology gap where it was maybe on HBO or maybe on cable, rarely ever on television type thing.
Yeah, I mean, I only watched them both, like, on a TV at home. I mean, I like Robert Picardo. I like Hulk Hogan. I like John Wayne. I like that they murdered Leonard Maltin. I mean...
It's insane.
It's just... Look, just for me, Gremlins 2 is a lot easier to reference. There's a gremlin that turns to stone.
Right.
Tony Randall gremlin. Like...
I think part of that is the fact that Joe Dante was like, you know what? I'm just going to go freaking balls to the wall with this one. I like, they want a sequel. I'm going to give them a sequel, but it's going to be what I want to give them. And then he just basically took the original Gremlins and turned everything up to 11.
I know. So, it's real good. It's see, die me, hard with Gremlins.
Like, that's kind of like, I personally, like, I haven't seen the new one enough to, like, really weigh in on it. Other than I remember I thought it was cool, but I haven't, like, I don't have a passion for it. This one is the one I always like gravitated because of the dark elements, like the more sinister horror elements. Whereas Gremlins is more 2 is more like an action-y comedy movie.
See, that's what I like about Gremlins 2. It's like I'm not sitting down and watch a movie to watch some poor science teacher get murdered by little puppets.
Yeah, but it's so cool when he does, though.
I guess.
And then the old lady, when Mrs. Deagle gets thrown out the window on her electric chair, and then, you know, all those people, like, they go out hard, but, like, it's memorable.
Yeah, I know, but it's just like, this really what I want out of my puppet Christmas movie? Like, to watch innocent people suffer at the hands of gremlins? Like, not me. Oh, well, here's what I want to see. The film break, Hulk Hogan stand up, and go, you better put Gremlins 2 back on, you goddamn gremlins. I swear to God, Hulkamania is going to run wild on you, little puppets. And they're like, okay, we're sorry. And then here's what I want to see for the foreign release. John Wayne going, hey there, you varmints. You put on the film or there's going to be trouble. Did you guys know that? Did you guys know that there's a different... Okay, so here's what happened.
All right.
So Gremlins 2 in America, obviously Hulk Hogan, real good stuff.
Right.
Overseas, there was some concern that people wouldn't know who the hell Hulk Hogan was, which is weird to me, because he's Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
He is definitely that.
Being a non-American person, it's a bit weird to me, because we had the WWF on our screens back then in the 90s, and everyone would know who Hulk Hogan was.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
He was a real American. And whose rights did he fight for? Not some men. Every man. But apparently there was some concern, so here's what they did. They licensed an old clip of John Wayne, and they just overdubbed it with, like, Billy West going, like, well, there, Pilgrim, you varmints better put on Gremlins 2 or there's going to be trouble. And, like, then John Wayne gets the Gremlins to put the movie back on.
Wow.
That's a true Gremlins fact.
That's amazing. I didn't know that.
That he just made up.
No! It's real, damn it.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty cool.
It's still
cool
real to me.
We'll have to get you back when we do the sequel for these here minutes.
It's the best minute in film history. The movie you're watching. The movie, the villains of the movie you're watching stop you from watching the movie.
Oh yeah,
Joe Dante loves his meta. He loves his meta commentary. He's like a huge fan of that film within a film, the breaking the fourth wall a little bit. You know, somehow inserting what he's doing into the real world, but like just at enough of an angle to where it doesn't fit.
It's real good stuff. Because here's the thing: you're having so much fun watching Gremlins 2. You're loving it. Robert Picardo's there.
He's great.
It's heavily implied that the female lead was sexually assaulted by Santa Claus. It's a great time.
Wait, what? Hold on. Phoebe Cates was sexually assaulted.
I think you missed that part.
I don't think that was in the foreign version.
Okay.
I think they.
So in the. All right. Let's walk this all the way back. In the first Gremlins, Phoebe Cates gives like a speech about how like her dad gets murdered in the chimney, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As Santa Claus. So how do they top that? Phoebe Cates, she doesn't give the whole speech.
No, there's a question about, I think it's a guy dressed like Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln, yes.
President's Day.
Exactly. So they do a callback to that where she starts to give a speech about President's Day and how a guy dressed as Abe Lincoln inappropriately touched her, and then like gremlins break in. She can't finish the speech. You guys, you really gotta watch Gremlins 2. It's real
I know.
Good.
This is mental. I mean, we do, you know, we're kind of, George and I are kind of keeping it fresh while we kind of finish this one out before we start tucking into to the.
You should just watch it every week just for fun. It's Gremlins 2.
Yeah. Once we break the seal, we'll definitely watch it a lot more. But
all right, definitely. You better. Yeah.
Don't worry.
Real
don't
good.
Worry. You can check on it. You can check on
I
it.
I will.
We'll
check
like,
in
you're like,
you.
Are you doing it? I'm like, right now. I'm right now. I'm watching it right now.
You
I'm
better. There's a there's a sexy lady gremlin in it.
Oh yeah. Oh, I remember that bit. Yeah, yeah. That's true.
It's real good stuff.
Which you know, it's we have in this one we have a dress up. A gremlin dressing up as a lady, but they're very ambiguous around the gender neutral. Well, it's kind of more aiming at gender neutrality in the first one, I think. But you're right. In the second one, they just go out and out and say, "Here's a lady gremlin."
Well, they reproduce asexually. They don't really have genders. They don't really have genitals. So there's a lot going on down there, or not.
Well, if you don't mind me saying, it's not as clear cut as you think. Because there's a Spanish language Gremlins 2 card, and and what it does is it features the lady gremlin from Gremlins 2.
Right.
But the title on the card says Lady Gremlina with a question mark, and then it has an upside down question mark at the front because, again, it's in Spanish.
Right.
And so what they're saying is this a lady gremlin? It wasn't Lady Gremlina, exclamation mark. It's Lady Gremlina. So even in Gremlins 2, there's still the question. Is this a female gremlin? Is this a male gremlin in drag? Do gremlins have genders? Mm. It's the kind of question that Gremlins 2 poses that you're not going to find in pathetic old boring Gremlins 1. The old batch.
Well,
you're not going to find it there.
Well, he was a bit under the shoe, wasn't he, Dante, on this one? He had to kind of toe the line a bit. And then, of course, on the second one, they were just desperate for a sequel.
Yep.
And, you know, 6 years later, six, 7 years later, and, yeah.
And
he
remember,
basically just got a free reign.
When directors are given more creative freedom and
it
less,
always ends well.
Less constraints, it's always good. Because the problem, the reason those movies that we love, like Gremlins, or, you know, Star Wars 1, the Guardians of the Galaxy 1, the reason they're so bad is because of art by adversity. And so later when they're like, you can do whatever you want, that's when the movies get great. That's when you get your Returns of the Jedi, your Guardians of the Galaxy 2, or the runaway smash Gremlins 2, which I believe is still the highest grossing film of all time. Am I correct?
I think that is correct.
I thought
pretty much,
was,
yeah.
I think
that's especially in that opening weekend.
Wow. Well, George, I can't wait to get onto this this sequel of ours.
We're still taking a long hiatus, Neil. We're still taking a hiatus.
Yeah. Well, you'll get your downtime. Don't you worry, George. Plenty time for you in downtime to watch the movie over and over and over.
Yeah. How are we gonna? Yeah. How are we gonna watch it over and over again if we, have to.
Well, firstly, you've got to learn Spanish. And then secondly, I want you to watch
Lady
it
Gremlina?
In Spanish to let me know if there's any more instances of the Spanish throwing out confusing questions and that sort of thing. And then do it in Greek, just in case.
And just in case.
It's going to be a very confusing set of cards.
Well, indeed. I'll look at the cards, George. You learn the language and then watch the dubbed version. Is that right?
Sounds good to me.
Well, looking forward to that, listeners.